This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, an enduring icon with rich heritage, integrated technology, and tailored styling that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Awesome day yesterday commemorating the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. And, of course, the speech Dr. King gave was really a radical economic speech. And yesterday, President Barack Obama spent most of his speech dealing with the issue of economic inequality, wages, and jobs. But so now, the day after, what do we do now? Marching and assembly is one thing, but now it's time to actually get to work. And so we turn to Bill Spriggs. He is the chief economist for the AFL-CIO, also a professor and a former chair of the Department of Economics at Howard University. And Bill, when you talk about where we stand, the wealth gap, $95,000 between blacks and whites, the average white has $100,000 in wealth, the average African-American $5,000, 53% of black wealth was wiped out due to the home foreclosure crisis. And so where do we go today individually, but then driving public policy when it comes to dealing with economic inequality?
Well, one of the big things that's happening right now, and a story that I think is really the civil rights movement of today, the one that the press is missing. Today, all over the country, low-wage workers are going to be going on strike. At the 1963 march, the demand was for a $2-an-hour minimum wage. If you adjust for inflation, that's about $15. And that's what people are demanding today, a living wage. You have to pay people enough so that they can support their families.
So how many cities is this taking place in, and how many people you think will be actually going on strike today?
Well, we're going to have thousands of people all across the country going on strike. If you remember earlier in the summer, we had 8 cities where people were striking at lots of low-wage employers. This is a good chance for people to support it because they can support those strikers. They can walk with them on the picket line. They can say to those fast food restaurants that are making millions of dollars that it's time to be fair to the American worker, and disproportionately, that's us.
$15 an hour?
I'm sorry.
Well, $15 an hour, remember now, the $2 an hour demand in 1963, that would translate to $15 an hour today.
Wow. There's skilled workers who don't make $15 an hour.
Well, this is the problem we have had. This is why we still have economic problems. In 1963, we put in place a set of economic policies that by 1973 got the median income of black men to $23,000 a year. Last year, the median income of black men was $23,000 a year.
Wow.
And in 1963, only 4% of black people had a college degree. Today, it's 20%. So if you go from 4% with a college degree to 20% with a college degree, how have you still got stuck at $23,000 as what you make?
Good point. Public policy, Bill, what should we be driving state level as well as a national level? You had critics of President Obama's speech. You said he didn't put forth a major proposal on yesterday. But what should we as the people be driving when it comes to public policy to address economic inequality? What specifically should we be pushing our political folks for?
Well, most states actually have higher minimum wages than the federal minimum wage. We can continue to win those battles. We've been winning those. The big fight now is that many states are putting in preemptive laws to keep cities from passing progressive labor laws. So there are a lot of people fighting to get paid sick days, and they are winning at the city level, at the municipal level, where we can win, where most of our cities, major cities, are majority minority. But the state houses, backed by ALEC, the same people who do Stand Your Ground, They're the same people who want to fight against letting cities pass ordinances to help out workers. And we have a fight going on in D.C. that's going to take place over Walmart and whether they will have to pay their fair share of wages in order to support workers.
How much you think a hamburger is going to cost at McDonald's if you have workers making $15 an hour?
Remember that most of what you're paying for is not the wage of that worker. If the price of a hamburger goes up 10 or 15 cents, we're paying workers decent wages. Most of what you're paying for is for Fat Cat Sweets in Chicago. That's what you're paying for.
So they can keep the hamburgers at the same price, but at paying minimum wage of $15 an hour?
Well, you might see the price of a hamburger go up 10, 15 cents. That's what you might see.
But you know what, Bill? Okay. I want you, if you can quickly deal with this. This happens a lot with Americans. We say we want jobs in America, but we want our jeans, our shoes, our hats, our clothes cheap, 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 cheap. At some point, you're going to have to sacrifice on one end or
American
the other.
American-made so costs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very interesting how we say we want, again, manufacturing jobs and more jobs here, but there is a cost associated with that, and so can that continue? Cheap, 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 but no, I want the jobs here.
Well, it can't continue. That's why we're stuck where we are. People don't make enough money. So with the level of productivity that American workers have, increases in productivity instead of leading to higher wages, which would lead to higher demand, we get higher productivity, lower prices, lower wages, we can't buy anything. So we've run out of that. That's why Walmart is having problems right now with their sales. Americans don't have the money even for Walmart.
Good point. Bill Spriggs, chief economist for the AFL-CIO, also professor at Howard University. We thank you so very much, sir.
Thanks for having me.